Welcome to the Sports Marketing Machine Podcast. I'm your host, Jeremy Neiser. Today, I'm going to show you and tell you how to collect more email addresses from your website. So I'm recording this not only as an audio version for the podcast, but a video so you can pop on over to LinkedIn or YouTube or Instagram or Facebook even to be able to watch this. So for those who are tuning in on the podcast side, I'm going to try to be as descriptive as possible, but I'm also going to put the link in the show notes so that you can watch exactly what I'm walking through. So here we go, how to collect more email addresses from your website. So before we dig into it, why on earth would you collect more email addresses? Email marketing has a 36-to-1 ROI, which means that for every $1 you spend on your email marketing software, you will make $36 in return. It is the highest ROI software that you will have in any of the marketing that you do. That $36 mark comes from HubSpot and as well as Constant Contact. So we all know that collecting email addresses is very, very important. And what I've also noticed is texting. So collecting text numbers, so cell phone numbers so that you can text them, it's starting to creep up closer and closer to this 36-to-1. But right now, email marketing is what we're talking about today, and it gets a 36-to-1 ROI. Now, on average, your website is going to convert at about 2.75%. So just rounding up, so for every 100 visitors to your website, only 3 are going to buy tickets or merchandise. That means 97 of those have bounced off your website and have decided to do something else. Today, I'm going to show you and tell you about 3 different ways that you can use on your website to collect more email addresses so that you can turn that 2.75% into even higher. So first thing I'm going to talk about today is pop-up. Second thing I'm going to talk about today is landing page, splash page, squeeze page. And the third is a cookie verification. So let's start off with pop-ups. We know what pop-ups are. We're taking a look at a few different websites right now on my screen. Right now, I'm looking at the Springfield Lucky Horseshoes. They do a great job of collecting email addresses. Here is a pop-up that's connected to their email software. They use ActiveCampaign. And here you can see that they're collecting their name and an email address. It just pops up, not very intrusive. It just pops up on the screen. All right, let's pop on over to a few others. Here is the Greenfield Triumph. They're trying to promote season tickets, so they use a pop-up there to get you to the page to be able to buy season tickets. Their email address or website address is greenvilletriumph.com if you want to see what that one looks like. The Springfield Lucky Horseshoes is Shoes Baseball. I'm going to put all the links in the show notes. Let's pop one over here. Here's another one here, Richmond Kickers. They have two things going on here. You see here, this is a pop-up for their season tickets on sale. Then they also have a chat bot here. It looks like it's an AI because it's asking you specifically about season tickets, merch, and schedule. One thing that I noticed immediately about this one, right? Even though it says the Richmond Kickers are Kickers image 2024 season tickets on sale now, there's no call to action. It's not telling me to click here to buy. There's no strong call to action. So they're probably not getting a lot of activity with that pop-up that they have on their screen there. So let's take a look at one more here. This is the Spokane Velocity, a new professional soccer team. If you want to check it out, it's SpokaneVelocityFC.com. Theirs is a pop-up that says, hey, sign up for our newsletter and don't miss out. Stay up to date on everything USL Spokane. Sign up for our newsletter. So there you go. A few different variations of some pop-ups that you can see. So you could do this a few different ways. Sign up for our newsletter. I would actually come come up with something better to say instead of newsletter, because that seems more self-serving for you as the team. And as we heard in the episode with Dr. J.J. Peterson, you really want to position yourself more as to provide value. So maybe you should say, sign up for our Fans First Insider rather than the newsletter. So it's a little tweak there. And I'll put a link in the show notes to the episode where Dr. J.J. Peterson shared a little bit more about how you would write copy on specific pages of your website that will help you connect better with your fans. So there we go. Sign up for your email list. Here's one about trying to sell more tickets. Click here to buy season tickets. But the easiest one is sign up for our Fans First newsletter. The Springfield Lucky Horseshoes do a great job of collecting email addresses. So the next thing we were taking a look at on our list here, let me go to our PDF that we're working through, landing pages, splash pages, squeeze pages. So let's dive into what a splash page is. So I'm going to pop one over here. Here's another pop-up here on the website. It's pretty close to being a splash page because of the size. Here is the Omaha Supernovas. This is a new sports. I believe this is a volleyball, professional volleyball team here. Match schedule now available. They're really getting you to go check out the schedule. They really are trying to get you to the schedule. This one, I wouldn't say that this is the best. What I would recommend on this one specifically, if you went to their website, just supernovas.com, you would be able to see it. I would change this one is single game tickets on sale or opening day is X, buy tickets now. A little bit stronger call to action. I really like how on the Greenville Triumph that was buy season tickets. Here's what it looks like. Click here to buy season tickets. Fairly strong call to action. Another pop-up idea, and this one's great for you if you've got merchandise and you're in the off-season trying to sell merchandise. The Charleston Dirty Birds, it's dirtybirdsbaseball.com. This one here is all the talk on 15% off your first merchandise order. So they're trying to collect email addresses this way. They're trying to move some merchandise. So they're probably going to send you a code via email that you would put in a promo code to get your 15% off. So this actually works out great. I really like this idea, and this would absolutely work as well. So going back to the topic of splash pages, here's one here, Chicago Steel hockey team. This is a splash page. You have to be able to skip this permanently or go to the homepage. If you really want to see this one, go to chicagosteelhockeyteam.com. This one here is a Trolls Day that's coming up Sunday, November 19th. So a few days from now. So this pop-up here, it's a big splash page. So you cannot get past this page unless you click skip permanently or continue to home. They're really trying to promote this Trolls Day game that they have. So they're trying to say, hey, this looks like a great event for families to come out to buy tickets to. So this was one here. This is a splash page. You could do this one as enter to win an XYZ contest, something like that, or sign up for the exclusive insider club. Maybe you've got some sort of group package that you're promoting this month, or maybe it's a specific promotion that you're really trying to get people. I've seen splash pages work when you are promoting a specific giveaway or some sort of contest. They work great that way. So splash pages are always great. If it's in the off season and you're trying to come up with unique things to be able to collect email addresses, BuzzFeed is phenomenal at coming up with quizzes. You could do quizzes about your personality, your zodiac sign, your favorite food, or trivia, or Harry Potter, or Taylor Swift, or whatever it is. They have tons and tons of different quizzes. Some of these you could create using a Google form and create a quiz that way to be able to collect more email addresses. And the quiz could be something about the food that you serve in the ballpark, or something about maybe which specific player are you? Are you the home run hitter on the team? So you're the cleanup hitter, or maybe a specific what type of person would you be on this our basketball team? Would you be this person or this person? Even doing some different quizzes on your website that you could do using Google Forms. You could create a quiz, and that's a good way for you to be able to collect email addresses. So I'm trying to give you some ideas here. So you've got a pop-up on your website that collects email addresses for getting fans to sign up for your newsletter or your insider club. You could do some things by offering them a discount if they bought merchandise. The Charleston Dirty Birds do a great job with that there at dirtybirdsbaseball.com. BuzzFeed, with all these quizzes, you could absolutely 100% collect more email addresses that way as well. So there you go. A few different ideas. And then the last thing I was going to talk with you about was the email cookie verification. So what is cookie verification? So let me give you a little bit of insight here. So as you're looking here, I made if you can't see my screen and you're listening to this on the podcast, I'm going to give you a little bit of an insight of what this is. So let's just say a fan goes to your website. They're one of those 97 people that pop to your website. Remember, 3% of on average, your website's going to convert. So let's just say a fan goes to your website and they look around, look at stuff, and they pop off, and now they're looking at cat videos on YouTube, right? So I've got a picture of a cat here on the slide here. You can put a pixel on the back end of your website that will collect a lot of the data of the fans that visited your website. On average, that pixel can collect and be able to give you a hit rate of about 55%. So a verification rate of about 55% of that specific person who went to your website, looked around, that did not buy anything. And on average, it costs about 15 cents per verified email. So that is fantastic for you to be able to put a little tracking code on the back end of your website that tracks every action that a fan does on your website. And then from there, if they don't buy anything, you're going to get a verified email address about 55% of the time, and it's going to cost you about 15 cents. So let's just say you have $1,000 you put towards this. You're going to collect a ton of email addresses during the season if they're costing you about 15 cents per email. That's going to be fantastic. So this is typically recommended for teams that have, on average, 30,000 visitors or more on their website. So if you're not getting 30,000 visitors to your website throughout the course of your calendar year, this may not be great for you. But if you're getting above that, this is actually fantastic because you can collect a large percentage of those fans, those visitors who don't buy anything. You can get their email address verified for about 15 cents. So how do you do it? I'd love to be able to show you how to do it. So I want you to head on over to sportsmarketingmachine.com/cookie. Here's what this landing page is all about. Go on there and fill in your name and your email address and submit. I'm going to reach out to you within 24 hours and give you a demo of the software that a lot of teams are using, and that will allow you to see how it works and see if it actually is a benefit for you. I know that it works because I see NBA G League teams using it, minor league baseball teams using it, and most major league sports teams using this, because this is such a home run for a lot of teams. And I'd love to be able to show you how it works and what it all looks like. So head on over to sportsmarketingmachine.com/cookie, just like the cookie that you would eat, and fill in your information there. It's just your name and your email address. I'm going to reach out to you and say, here's a demo of how this actually would work. So I'd love to be able to tell you all about that. So there you go. Hope you got a lot of insight from today's episode. You have the ability to collect a ton of email addresses by doing a pop-up on your website, or you could also do some sort of splash page or landing page or squeeze page, some sort of variation of that, or even a quiz in the off season to collect more email addresses. But at the end of the day, the more email addresses that you collect from your website, the more money you are going to make either selling tickets or selling merchandise. All right, that's it for today's episode. Remember, if you want to learn more about the cookie verification by putting a pixel in the back end of your website to collect more email addresses, head on over to sportsmarketingmachine.com/cookie and fill in your information. Until next time.